coming maid across the floor. Says she right on out the door and into the glade, and everybody promenade.
You're tuned to the Square Dance Radio Network. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2011.
And you're listening to the Do-Si-Do Show.
Hi, I'm your host, Dale Hodge from Columbia, Maryland.
And I'm Barb Jarvis from Wheeling, Illinois. Hi, Dale, and hello, Square Dance community. We have another great show today. It's the second part of our interview with caller Lee Kottman and his lovely wife, Lilith.
So, Barb, what did you do this past week?
I got to attend a county fair. Now, when was the last time you all were at a county fair?
How fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And I also got to have a really nice dinner out with some friends and a brunch with one of my mom's 92-year-old friends. She made brunch for us on Sunday morning.
Excellent, excellent.
How about you? What did you do this past week?
I went to Dreamfest with five great callers, Ann Ubelacher, Sandy Bryant, John Marshall, Ross Howell, and Todd Felagy.
Wow.
We had a great time. It's just so much fun to dance to them, but then also just to hang out with everybody, talk to everybody in between.
How many halls run at the same time, Dale?
There are four. We like to move around and dance with everybody. A lot of the people that I recently taught advanced to go up and dance advanced there. They just feel like it's such a treat.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun to see their faces, isn't it?
Yep, going from class to all of a sudden, okay, this is the big time.
It's real, yeah. That's great.
And who would you like to say hello to today, Barb?
My shout-out is to a Square Dance friend of mine, Ramona Autry. She is suffering from pneumonia and missed our recent Square Dance weekend. So, hi, Ramona. How about you, Dale?
The interviews with Lee Kottman, who was a mentor to many, many callers, reminded me of my mentor, Norm Schaefer, out of Indiana, Pennsylvania. He took endless hours and patience showing me the basics of square dancing, moving dancers around in choreography, presentation. So, hi, Norm. Thank you so much for all that you did for me, getting me started in square dancing.
Awesome. That's great. Before we start today's interview, we need to let you know that this is the second part of our interview with Lee and Lilith Kottman. We were having so much fun with them that we decided to double the length of our time with them. The first part aired last week on July 27th, 2011, and this is the second part today.
Now, your involvement in Caller Lab?
I used to be on the board, but I don't go there anymore. You know, I just pay my dues and whatever. One of the reasons I don't go is because they have it on days when I teach at the two colleges. You know, I really can't go. You know, I can't give up my time there. I can't go.
But of all the things you've done in square dancing, authoring, calling, singing, organizing, working on the Caller Lab board, etc., what is your favorite thing? What's the thing that you've enjoyed the most throughout your entire calling career?
Okay. Probably calling at the national convention. What had happened was, many years ago, from Kansas City, a fellow who was I can't remember his name, somebody called me who was chairman of the challenge of the dance committee. He was responsible for getting callers to call at the workshops. And he called me and he said, are you coming to the National Square Dance Convention? Not the challenge, the National Convention. And I said, no, I really want to go because, you know, all you do is get a 5-minute slot here and a 10-minute slot there. And I said, it really doesn't pay to go. He says, well, what do we have to do to get you to go? I said, give me an hour introduction to advanced dancing in the plus hall. He said, I'll call you back. Calls me back the next day. He says, you got it.
All right.
Wait a second, I'm not finished.
He says, you got it.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 11 to 12, introduction to advanced dancing in the plus hall.
Wow. Prime time.
I said, are you kidding? He said, no. Well, I got it, and what I did was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I had introduction to advanced dancing in the plus hall, and each day I took just one figure, whatever it was, okay? Well, we had packed halls each day, 11 to 12, okay? And we had over 100 sets, and I arranged to have two squares of my challenge dancers right in front of me, all right? And I took one call of advance. It didn't matter what it was, okay? I don't even remember what it was. And it was an absolute tremendous success. And because of that, for the next 10 years at national conventions, I had the same assignment. And it was the highlight of my calling career.
Wonderful.
Wow.
That's great.
It was absolutely terrific.
What a thrill.
It was. You have no idea how terrific it was. And I always arranged to have two challenge squares right in front of me so that I could sight call with them. And, whatever it was, I forget, you couldn't build on it because you never knew who was going to be new in
from
the hall each day. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Given that one call I picked was a swing through. Like you say, why do you do a swing through? Well, from a left-hand wave, you can do a swing through. I taught them quarter throughs. I put them into dars, and I taught them from a left-hand dar. I taught them how to do a swing through from a left-hand dar. So just to give you an example, I taught them quarter throughs. I taught them three-quarter throughs. I taught them diamond swing throughs. You know, it was absolutely, it was just so good. I can't tell you. I was, and Lilith was crying at the end of this thing.
Aww.
And then at the end, from a show business standpoint, on the last call. And when I was finished, I said, everybody turn around and face me. You know, so I said, I hope you had a good time. Well, I got an ovation. It was absolutely incredible.
Wonderful.
Each day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I picked. And so I kept a call like swing through, and I showed up and do it from a challenge setup. It was just tremendous, I got to tell you.
That's a great legacy.
Yeah, it was just terrific, just terrific. And so people from the succeeding conventions were there to watch what I was doing. So because of that, I had the same assignment.
It was so successful. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really terrific. That was probably the highlight of my career.
That's a great highlight.
That was really good. Really good.
Lee, I have to share this little story with you. I was at the National Square Dance Advanced and Challenge Convention one time. I think it was still in Virginia Beach, so it was probably in the late 80s. And I was wearing a little necklace that I had purchased on a trip to Europe. I'd only been to Europe one time, but I got a Danish crown, a little charm necklace. And someone came up to me and said, that's because you're a Lee Kottman fan and he's the king, right? That's the truth. That was from then on, that was my Lee Kottman charm.
I have to tell you a story. I was calling in Texas a long time ago, and we had a big crowd. I was the only caller, and it was Saturday night. You don't know a lot of people that you're at a big weekend. And I went over to this woman on a Saturday night. I said to her, we had an after party at the swimming pool. I said, you having a good time? She says, without a doubt, this is the worst weekend I've ever been to. She was a brand new dancer, and you go to a weekend, you don't know the skills of everybody, and you can't cater to everybody. So you never know what's happening. Now I have to tell you one thing. Here's a story that'll interest you. There's a guy up in Seattle, Washington, by the name of Raleigh Weon. He's a terrific guy, and he straightened me out a long time ago. I used to go out on weekends. And on a Friday night, I would teach three or four calls. On a Saturday, this was in my early calling career. On a Saturday morning, I would teach three or four calls. I mean, the dancers didn't know what the heck was going on. But he straightened me out. I went to call in Seattle for him. And we had a very good crowd. And those were the good years when we had lots of dancers. And I thought it was a good weekend. And he booked me for the next year. Well, I called him up about three or four. By the way, this guy was not a caller, and he used to run tape dances for his groups during the week. And he used to get about 15, 16 squares with the tape dances. That tapes some callers, and he would workshop his dancers with 15 squares, and he would tell him how to do these different steps, you know. And not only that, but let me tell you, after callers called for his weekends, he would have in his home three or four machines working. And he would send these tapes out to people all over the country and abroad, and he would not charge them. And he would make sure that these people would get these tapes so that they would have these tapes, and they would have the tapes for them to workshops the dances that he had, and he would not charge them. He would not charge them for the mailing, not charge them for the tapes. That's the kind of guy he was. He's a terrific guy. All right. I just want to give you a background on this guy. He would be a guy that you would want to talk to, by the way. He's such a wonderful guy. So I called this weekend for him, and I called him about 6 months, 3 or 4 months before. I said, how are we doing? He says, I can't get anybody to come to the weekend. I says, why? He says, because you teach too many calls on the weekend. I said, all right, Rolly, tell your dancers that won't happen. Now, up until that time, my format was teach 3 or 4 calls on Friday, teach 3 or 4 calls on Saturday. I said, Rolly, it's not going to happen. So I go out and I call his weekend, and I just teach 2 calls on the weekend, the first time I had ever done that. And the weekend was a tremendous success. And from that point, every time I went anyplace, I never taught more than 2 calls on the weekend. And he set me straight. Now, after that weekend, this is the format he set. Anybody that called more than 2 calls, or anybody that called any steps off the list, he would knock him a dollar for the weekend. He's a terrific guy, a wonderful guy. Rolly Rhiannon from Seattle, Washington. He used to live in Texas, and he moved up to Seattle. So he set me straight. He really helped me change my format, my approach to calling on weekends.
Yeah.
Terrific guy.
You had mentioned a number of people that you talked to on Long Island, and you mentioned a number of callers today, Lynette and Vic, that are just fabulous callers. Who do you feel that you've learned the most from, or as you were really getting into the modern Western square dancing that you admired or respected the most?
Well, initially, you know, on Long Island, it was this guy, Dick Jones, who was not a challenge caller. It was Dick Jones. I can't think of any. I was really on my own, you know. I really can't think of anybody. You know, in the early years, there was nobody calling challenge. Not think of. Willis, are you there? Well, who can you think of in the early years of my calling career that I looked up to?
Paul Hunt.
Well, Paul Hunt was the other guy on Long Island.
He was the most important.
Yeah, he was the most important, but it was not really challenge. It was really advanced. And it
Chains.
Was,
you know, those were the days.
No, let me just say that it was advanced and hot ash at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the only one that I looked up on Long Island.
Wait, that's it. Well, that was it.
Yeah.
Now, because he couldn't sing like Dick Jones, who was a real singer. So he went the path that was best for him.
Yeah, but there was nobody else, you know, out of Long Island that I really looked up to in terms of, you know, choreo and approach to that, because I was the only one that was doing it here.
But that proves that you are the innovator. You are the one who took this activity forward with such great strides.
I think, you know, most of the callers, if I can say this, you know, without having a chip on my shoulder, were looking to me to try to develop their choreo programs. And
that was my feel.
Challenge, yeah.
They would go on weekends.
Yeah.
Call Lee. This is this is really funny.
Yeah, listen to this.
Steven used to get so excited when a caller would call the house. Ma, Ken Bauer called. Ma, he was beside himself, so thrilled that they were calling the house.
Yeah. I mean, you have a few steps that you're
right, that's why they called. We have a weekend, and we wanted to know if you've written anything new that we can teach.
It was the other way around, really. They called me to find out what's new.
That's it. Right. Yeah. I said.
Now, Lilith, you weren't here for Lee's answers. If you had to walk up to a dancer that didn't know Lee, you wanted to tell them the thing that you are proudest of that Lee did within the Square Dance community, what would the one thing be that you would pick?
Well, I think it's because he always called, even at the basic mainstream levels, interesting stuff. Basic mainstream, it was never vanilla, and it was always stuff that I loved to dance to, and he loved to dance to. And I think that makes me so proud of him. He's more than just a man who wrote all those calls. He's a man who really was so and so dedicated. God help me. The man writes every day of his life. He shaves every day and he writes every day. What could I tell you? But that was it. He called so that it was never boring. Never. For even when he was teaching beginners, it wasn't boring, ever. And I think that's the thing. And the fact that he has such a fabulous work ethic. If I had a business, I'd hire him.
Phyllis, it sounds like
I told him about our experience of, when we had the national conventions,
yeah.
And we had those workshops, and when somebody called and asked me if I would come there.
Yeah, that was thrilling, Those were such thrills. And I would dance right in front of him, grab some unknowing man, and make sure that our square got through it. It had to, because he was sight called.
You're the pilot square, yes.
Yeah, there's actually a video on YouTube, somebody posting, I got to dance with Lilith at this dance. And it's from 2005. And he wasn't proudest that he got through Lee's material or that he was dancing to Lee. I got to dance with Lilith.
That's because I've always really enjoyed it. First of all, I love music and I love that part of it. But I like that it makes me think. You do know, I'm sure you know, that when they have meetings where they discuss Alzheimer's, they say the best thing for you is to square dance. I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And it's not boring. I can't bear boring people, and I don't like to be bored. So I love dancing, and I love getting my square through it. I love it. But that's where I would have to dance at those national conventions, right in front of him. It was really thrilling. We've had such a thrilling, thrilling life. I mean, we've been to so many places, and to have had your husband adored the way I did, having a husband who was so adored, if he was the king, what did that make me?
You know, you're the queen. You're her royal highness.
That's what it is. If he was the king, then I was the queen. And that was a terrific thing. I wanted to be an actress. That's what I majored in. I majored in speech and drama in school, and I really wanted to be an actress, but I thought I couldn't do that to my parents, so I did education as well. But my life was show business.
Yeah.
Wherever we went, we would go to Japan, never a stranger, anywhere we went, and people would be so wonderful to us. Even people who aren't so nice were wonderful to us. We really led a show business life, and that's what I wanted. How lucky I was to find somebody, it didn't have to be Barry Manilow, who could give me this life. And I wonder if movie stars' wives are treated the way I was. I don't think they were. I was treated so well by so many people. I really had the most wonderful life, no question.
Well, you two are both so special. I mean, of course people will want to treat you well because you are wonderful people and so good together.
No question about it. She's one of a kind.
Yep.
And so is he. And look how we found each other. That's something so wonderful. Really. I could have, who knows what I could have. It was everything I ever wanted. Show business on a lower scale,
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What does that mean on a lower scale?
Well, she wasn't on the stage. She wasn't on the big screen.
Right, right. And it was not quite the same.
But you have life.
But it was perfect for me. And you see, it's much more intimate. It was an intimate thing. People were so wonderful.
Yeah,
people know you personally, both of you.
Well, the star can get off the stage and clap and shake hands with everybody. That's
right, yeah. Very different. great.
And I never take that for granted. Never took it for granted, and I don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
About our wonderful life.
We had it to do all over again. We do it the same way.
Same way. Get married within a year, engaged 3 months. The whole thing I would do again.
Wonderful.
Could you imagine? Lucky. It's not just wonderful. It's so lucky. So
yeah.
Lucky. Do you know, my father used to say that, how lucky you are if you're in a business that you love. You spend more time at work than you do with anything.
At home, awake, yeah.
And if you love what you do, how exciting it is. So it was nice because Lee's vocation was also his avocation.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, we never went anywhere on vacations and what have you. That square dancing was not part of it. It was always part of it. And it was a wonderful part because we weren't tourists when we went places. It was wonderful. It really was. We've had a very good life. And I think our kids...
Honey, it's not over yet. We still have
cooking. I know. I wasn't saying it was over, but I certainly know 56 years of real excitement and wonderful.
That's
real.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's lucky, really. I just don't think everybody can have it, and I think it's a lot to do with luck. How did I know after 3 months that this was the guy that was... He wasn't teaching square dancing then.
Right.
He was just a phys ed teacher who was...
What do you mean, just a phys ed?
Yeah, what do you mean, just a phys ed teacher?
Well, can you get Dale a book in any one of them?
Yeah. I was going to mention that there is a mention... The book, The Square Dance Man, The Life and Times of Lee and Lilith Kottmann, directions for ordering that are on your website, Lee, www.squaredanceman.com. And it's a great book because it's filled with stories that people have shared about the two of you,
as you
know.
It's fun to read it for us, too, really.
And one of the things I like the most, just looking at the page, is Lee Kottmann is the foremost square dance caller in the world. And that's what I admire the most about Lee is his humility.
How did you write that?
You know, one of his best singing calls is, "Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble."
Yeah, I know that one.
Speaking of singing calls, there's a story I heard back in the 80s about you attempting to do The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
What does that mean, attempting?
Yeah.
Do you have any memory of early on maybe getting lost somewhere in the middle
Absolutely.
Of that?
Absolutely.
What I heard was that you said promenade, and over the mic you said, "What's a good Jewish boy doing singing The Devil Went Down to Georgia?"
I was calling with Ken Bauer on the weekend, and you know that song, I Think of You Every Morning, Night and Noon?
Yeah. First thing every morning.
The first thing every morning? And I had he had just called in where there were two halls, and that was his record. And I didn't know that he called it. And I had to go in and call that song after him. I Think of You Every Morning at Noon.
Yeah.
And then I had to go in and
follow him.
Follow him. And you know how I must have sounded? Leave it. He calls, and then I had to call after him.
Think of all the poor guys who have to call after you.
Oh,
thank you.
Listen, did he tell you about the time that we went to the first convention in Philadelphia, I think it was? And before us, Max... Max Forsythe.
Okay. We're in Philadelphia, okay? And this is the first convention that I go to. And Max Forsythe. Do you remember him at all?
No.
No. Okay. What year would this be?
Oh, like...
76, 75.
Whatever, a long time ago when I was just starting out. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. And I have to go call after Max Forsythe. And I have my two squares of dancers for Long Island there. And Max Forsythe is calling. And there's got to be about 60, 70 squares on the floor. And he's got these guys jumping off the wall. And he is really terrific, okay? And I'm there mm-hmm. after him, okay? He finishes... And 50, 60 squares walk off the floor, and I'm next.
Oh.
Doesn't introduce me, nothing. And I never forgot that, okay? And who's left? The two squares from Long Island.
Long Island.
That had heard me call all the time. And I'll tell you one thing I learned from that, all right? I learned that it's as a professional caller, okay, it's not a bad idea to have the dancer stay there and say, hey, listen, there's another caller coming up, and you should really listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
As a courtesy and as a professional thing to do, to keep the floor there and have him at least dance one tip to the next guy that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I've heard you do it.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I always do. I did that to a young caller when I was calling in Kansas City. I was calling a workshop. I'm gonna give a little bit of praise to myself. I had a workshop, one of these 11 o'clock workshops, and the place was mobbed, okay? And there was a young caller right after me. And I'm calling this, and it's mobbed, and it's going really good, and I think a young lady was calling right after me. I didn't even know who she was. And I know the floor was gonna empty out. It was 11 to 12, and they were all gonna go for lunch. And I stayed, and after I was finished, I said, don't move. You got a terrific caller coming up after me, and I want you to dance to her. And they all stayed, and she came up, and Lilith and I danced to her also. But at least she had a chance to call to a large group, and it was really terrific. And I learned that from that situation. And it's not a bad
thing. That's great.
Look, you got to play the game. I mean, you have to realize what's going on. And it's not a bad thing for professional callers to do that and help those that are in the same business that you are.
Good advice.
We're near running out of time, but I do have a question for each of you separately. And we like to ask our guests this question near the end.
Do you still love each other?
That's not the question.
I think after an hour and 20 minutes of us being on the phone, I think that we all know that you each love one another deeply. No, let's start with Lilith. Lilith, can you tell us something that would surprise us about you, either an activity that you, a side activity that you do, or something?
Well, I think the fact that I was really the one who was going to be the actress, the entertainer in the family. I'm the one who was the singer, because I can't sing anymore. Not at all. My voice has a range of 3 notes. But I was the one who was the singer, because I never made money. And this part I have to tell you, I was once booked as a singer for a woman's group, and my father was my accompanist. And I go to sing at this thing, and all the ladies are talking while I'm singing. I was absolutely devastated.
Aww.
And I came home and I thought, oh my God, I don't want this to be my profession. And my husband to be said, no wife of mine will be on the stage. And guess what? He made it easy for me.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to go out and be an entertainer or what have you. I had it really vicariously through him. And being that we were a team, so that he made it easy by saying, no wife of mine will be an actress. The truth is, it was much easier for me. So that's the secret about me.
Good one.
Great. And Lee, something interesting or something that would surprise us about you?
Well, the surprise for me is that the comfort level that I have on stage, I never thought that I would be able to do that. But, you know, I'm basically really... Off stage, I'm a shy person. My comfort level with a large group is really, I'm surprised. You know, if you would ever see me with a large group of people off the stage, my communication with a large group of people is really nil. I don't really get into big conversations with a lot of people. As you can hear from my wife, she does all the talking. I rarely do too much. And she's terrific at it. She takes my place with everything. You can hear what's happening here. But when I get on stage, my comfort level on stage, dealing with the people, teaching the people, it surprises me. But that I was able to do that and deal with the people from the stage, with the music, and the teaching aspect it just surprised me, and I'm happy that I've been able to do that. And also that I've been able to bring, you know, so much what I think happiness to such a large group of people all over the country. It's just been such a wonderful experience for me. I'm just so happy that I've been able to do that.
Well, you certainly have brought a lot of happiness, joy, smiles, a few furrowed brows as people wondered what's going on. But
right. But I always said to Lee, you know, there are professions. Dentists are busy doing your teeth and hurting you. All kinds of professions that don't afford your clients such pleasure.
Yeah.
But in square dancing, you are bringing happiness only, except for the furrowed brow here or there.
Right.
Even that can be fun.
Yeah, you are. You're bringing happiness to people. What a great kind of profession that is. Wonderful. We're lucky. We are. You, the four of us are lucky.
We are lucky.
It's part of our life. Such a big part. You have a beautiful voice. You.
Dale, yes, he does.
Oh,
yes,
I do? Oh, well, thank
you. What a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Now, I will ask Steve when I talk to him, and we'll compare answers. But if Steve had to say something, just one thing about each of you, what do you think it would be?
Read the book.
No. Stephen would say that he just, I must tell you, with the father and son, Stephen calls almost every day and never doesn't say I love you when he hangs up, and has such a respect and love for his father. Really, Lee is 70, going to be 78. Stephen is 54. They've had one fight in their whole life. Oh. Can you imagine such a thing?
Wonderful.
And when we made up, we were both crying.
That's true.
He calls me every day, and when he hangs up, he says, I love you.
Always. He's an unusually wonderful son and has such a respect and love for his father. I can't tell you, really.
He's a terrific son.
Yeah.
Son like that should happen to everybody.
He did a good job.
He's a great kid.
We hope.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us.
This was lovely. When will it be on, and how do we get it?
How do you get it? Do you have an iPhone or an iPod?
We have an iPod, but we also have a computer.
You can get it by going to squaredanceradionetwork.com.
On the computer.
On the computer, and actually listen to it right there. Or you can go out to iTunes and search for squaredanceradionetwork.com, or search for Square Dance Radio Network, and then it'll show up as what's called a podcast. And then if you subscribe to the podcast, you can download all of the shows, and you can listen to this one. If you're interested, you can also listen to other shows that we've done if you'd like to hear. Let's see, we had Sandy Bryant. We had the Friedlanders that organized this year's National Square Dance Convention. Barry and Pam Clasper a couple of weeks ago.
One of our dancers told me about you, about the station. She said, listen, there's a wonderful square dance station, evidently. But we can do it right on the computer, and will that support us? Can we do the other three?
This is number 8. You're going to be number 8, so there are actually 7 more. But, yes, you can listen to the other ones, too.
They're all right there, and if you click listen, you can get to any of the old ones. And this one, starting next Wednesday, will actually appear on the front page.
Okay, sounds good.
Listen, I think that it's a wonderful undertaking that you did. I think it's terrific, really.
Well, thank you.
And we thank you because, listen, it's good when our activity gets some exposure. It really
right.
is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're doing well. And you've got yourself a wonderful gal to work with. So what can I say? I'd like to meet you. Did we ever meet?
Actually, we did. We were at, I think, Wasca, and Lee was calling, and you were sitting in the back, and for lack of a better way to put it, you were holding court. There were about 20 people standing around you, sitting at a chair, and you said, hey, let me tell you, I got this really nice girl, Phyllis. Would you like to meet her?
You?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Long, long, long time ago.
I have to tell you, I did a similar thing with Derek Jeter.
Wow.
We were honest to God. We went to our granddaughter, Stephen's daughter, worked for a place that ran a big dinner for the Yankees that went the night before opening day, and then we went to opening day. And at this dinner, the big deal was not the dinner, but they had all of the players sitting around, and you could get their autographs. Well, we were running around like someone possessed. I didn't even do it with Lee. I did it by myself, so he went on his way, and I went my way. And I'm on the line for Derek Jeter, and I say to him, boy, we love your fiancé. You know, he has this beautiful fiancé. And he said, I'm not engaged. I said, well, then I have a granddaughter.
I should put you on my case.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my best jobs.
Are you good at it, though?
Matchmaking?
What?
Are you good at it?
Yes. I've okay. had big successes.
All right.
Yeah.
Somehow the music matchmaker
yeah,
is
playing in your
is
head.
Playing
yeah,
back
me
my
too.
Head.
Very exciting.
All right. Well, Lee and Lilith, thank you again very much. We've really enjoyed the interview, and I don't think I've laughed this much in a long time.
It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, you're wonderful, both of you, and thank you so much.
All right. We'll be talking to you
take
soon.
Care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow, what a wonderful life those two have.
I know. It's just full of what? Entertainment, excitement, the hard work, and obviously the love that they have for each other, for their family, and for square dancing.
That's for sure. You all know he's a great caller, but you can now see a more personal side of what a great family man he is and what wonderful love the two of them do have for each other.
Yep. One of the things I really appreciated was him explaining the two squares down front. I've heard people grumble about that they would like to dance with those folks, that you know, they can't get into those squares. It was great to hear about his motivation. Really, it's so that he can sight off of these people that he absolutely knows and give the entire floor better square dance experience.
That's right.
By being able to call and resolve to them, and then everyone will have a better experience.
True, true. Well, one thing that really came out that I guess I suspected but didn't know so much is Lilith's overwhelming love for Lee and how she respects him and honors him and uses his career as her entertainment life.
That's great. And I loved how she talked about the personal touch that she has with the dancers and that both Lee and Lilith have found their place while Lee's on stage and then when Lee is off stage, and how the two of them just work perfectly and seamlessly together.
Yes, they're a great pair.
Thanks again, Lee and Will.
So, Dale, what are you up to this coming weekend?
Kathy and I are going up to Allentown, Pennsylvania for a Drum Corps International show. In a scheduling snafu that is totally my fault, I booked a dance on Saturday evening in Massachusetts. The original intent was that I would have a few more dances in that area. Somehow this got pushed to the back of my calendar. So I'll be driving from Allentown 5 hours to Massachusetts. I will then drink a great deal of coffee and turn around and drive back that evening because we have plans then on Sunday.
Well, that sounds like an exciting weekend.
And what do you have coming up this weekend, Barb?
I'm real excited that I'm going to be going to see one of the Cirque du Soleil shows. It's showing in Chicago. And
Wow. My
boss is celebrating her 35th anniversary with the library, so there's a party for that. And I'm going to a dinner and square dance combination. A square dance friend is having dinner at his house, and then we're having a one square dance. So that should be some fun.
Excellent. Well, thanks again to our guests, Lee and Lilith Kottman. This is Dale Hodge from Columbia, Maryland. Ciao, Barb. Happy dancing.
Thanks. And this is Barb Jarvis from Wheeling, Illinois. Bye, Dale. Have a good week, everyone. See you on the dance floor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.